say no to NATO. In Chicago, long known as the Windy City, people are witnessing mega gales of wind as NATO comes to town. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, will doubtless blather about world peace and international security, but in truth, it's all wind. They speak peace, but they are a weapon of war for the imperialist nations, a weapon against the Arab, African, and Asian world, a tool of the world's bankers. They are a relic of the Cold War and were originally created and designed to contain and constrain the old Soviet Union. But now, with the Soviet Union but a mere memory, they are an instrument of the West to interfere into what were once called third world nations, like Libya. In Libya, because of their antipathy for the remnants of Arab socialism, they launched over 100,000 airstrikes against the Jamahiriya government and tens of thousands of sorties. Thousands of Libyans were bombed and killed, all in an effort to drive out the government of Muammar Gaddafi, long seen as a thorn in the side of the West. NATO is a tool of the bankers, the oil companies, and the financiers who have long fancied the fabulous natural resources of Libya, such as oil and water. These are the rhetorics of humanitarianism, but it's the same old greed and colonialism that fueled hundreds of years of exploitation and puppetism that has ever been at the bottom of their military intervention in the East. For few governments have been more repressive than the Saudis, where to this day it is a crime for a woman to drive a car, where even according to U.S. State Department reports, countless Saudis are subjected to government torture and brutality on the whim of princes. But the Saudi state is an ally of the oil companies, hence they are untouchable. I say to the People's Summit, say no to NATO. Let us all move beyond this relic of the distant past and stop supporting it as a proxy for corporate-funded wars. Years ago, France, proud of its national independence and sovereignty, detached itself from NATO military command. This was in 1966. It took a rightist conservative French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, to later reattach France to NATO adventures in Africa. But just days ago, the French people fired Sarkozy from power and elected a leftist government. It's time we, the people, pulled the plug from NATO. Its time has passed. The Cold War is long over. There is no real need for such a dangerous instrument, and the temptation for any politician to employ NATO for brief electoral gains to make mischief for votes is simply too great. Sarkozy, a cunning politician, tried to use NATO strikes against Libya to shore up his nationalist cred at home. That same tactic worked for George W. Bush twice. It did not work for Monsieur le Ancien President, Nicolas Sarkozy. It's time for this tool to be returned to the toolbox and for that box to be locked forever. So say no to NATO. Just as the United Nations was used by the so-called UN Security Council to wage an unjust and illegal war against Iraq for over a decade and to wreak bloody, unholy havoc in Afghanistan, NATO has been an instrument of global capital to punish and provoke the bête noire of the month. How many tens of thousands of men, women, and children have perished in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Somalia, since the temper tantrum spawned by 9/11. Over a million people dead because of a lie, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, etc. Because the U.S. wanted to appear strong. The sad truth is that the U.N. failed the international community. The U.N. failed the peoples of the world. And like the U.N., NATO was formed ideally to keep peace, not to wage war. What we are witnessing isn't international law, but international lawlessness. Wars which shatter nations in pursuit of phantoms, on pretext, on theories, on power, on lies. That feature of international relations has to be tossed into the trash can of history forever. Let us all resolve here at the People's Summit 2012 that NATO does not represent us, nor the vast majority of the people of this earth. They are an impediment to peace and an instrument of war. Their time has passed. So just say no to NATO. We are the 99%. Somos el 99%. So say no to NATO. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.